I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We have new... That's not very loud. That's weird. This microphone isn't working.
There we go. Microphone one isn't working?
Yeah.
All right. Microphone two is working now. And I was going to do this big grand entrance where I just said, like, this song is up next, bloom, and then did it, but it didn't really work out. So I'll do a full intro now. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. I've got a little bit of a chest bronchitis kind of thing, so I might be hacking up, coughing a lot. But bear with me. I think this show's going to be worth it. All new stuff, including what I'm most excited about, brand new Magnetic Fields. Here's the song Three Way.
I've always wanted to tell you, but I never had the chance to say. But I feel in my heart from the beginning to my dying day. I was 15, 16, maybe. Park, I was waving my arms. You were red with sweat, and you sang the song that I was screaming. I wanted you to. Another time was in South Carolina. It's always been the third uncle.
That was Dira Dorian right there. Dira Dorian. I can't remember the singer's name, but she's also in The Dirty Projectors, whom you may have heard of. The song was called Great Teeth from a new album called Certain Sounds. At the top, we heard Magnetic Fields from their new album, Distortion. That's coming out, I think, early January. So I'm definitely looking forward to this album. It should be really great. I love the Magnetic Fields. I have an old interview I did with Stephen Merritt, the head honcho of Magnetic Fields, and I forgot to bring it in today because he has a station ID for CITR on it, and it's just been sitting collecting dust in a drawer in my house since 1999, or no, 2001 maybe when I did that, 2003 when they were touring that the I album. They played at the Vogue Theater downtown. Not a great show, kind of sedate, unfortunately. Thankfully, the recorded output tends to have a bit more pep. After that, we heard a new song by Cat Power. She has the follow-up to her covers record coming out in January as well. This version of cover songs is called Jukebox. She's doing a whole bunch of really cool things. I don't have the list with me. Very well prepared. Lil Wayne is one of the people she's covering, which is crazy, and a bunch of other great people. You can find it if you look up Jukebox Cat Power. But there are a couple of original songs on there, and Songs to Bobby is one of them. That song is, of course, to Bobby Dylan, who is one of Cat Power's big inspirations. And that song goes out, on my side, that song goes out to Sophie, new donut listener in North Van, recently born daughter of Adam and Kate, my friends. Congratulations. That's great news. So on the Bob Dylan tip, let's play a song from the new soundtrack to the movie I'm Not There. I'm Not There is a sort of meditation on the various characters and personas that Bob Dylan has had. There's six actors that portray a Bob Dylan-like character. None of them are named Bob Dylan, but they have it kind of plays on all the different personas Bob Dylan has had. And the soundtrack looks great. Eddie Vedder is there, but Jim James from My Morning Jacket and Calexico, Stephen Malkmus, Cat Power, she does a great version of Stuck Inside a Mobile, Yola Tango, Iron and Wine, Karen O, lots of Jeff Tweedy, Mark Lanegan, lots of great people. But the song we're going to hear is the title track from I'm Not There by Sonic Youth. They are great at their covers, as anyone who's heard Superstar knows, and they do a good job of this one. So let's just get on with that. Thanks. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Things are crashing there. She's all too tight. In my neighborhood, she cried both day and night. It's a milestone, but she's down on her luck. The days make her so lonely, and it's so hard.
Thank you. Ho, 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 Vancouver. It's time for the Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas party. On December 14th and December 15th, the Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas party will take place at the Railway Club with an unprecedented number of bands performing. Get there early because the first 75 paid entrants each night will receive a gift. Plus, there will be no advance tickets.
Friday to December the 14th features the Pack AD, Bella, Immaculate Machine, Young and Sexy, and the Butler's Chaps. Whereas Saturday, December the 15th, you'll be seeing Vancouver, the Choir Practice, the Awkward Stage, Carolyn Mark, and the Ramblin' Ambassadors. And both nights feature CITR's own DJ Bryston spinning tunes in the back lounge.
The Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas party, Friday, December 14th and Saturday, December 15th at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street. First come, first serve.
Opening band Friday is Kellarissa, and on Saturday it's Hot Panda.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
That was the Evaporators with Sasquatch and Me, 8 Berries for Free. I wish I had a Sasquatch to take me for free berries right now. Berries would be nice. Gassy Jack and Other Tales, the new Evaporators album, top of the charts yet again this week. Not that surprising. Great album, as always, as one would expect from the Evaporators. Before that, we heard this band called Nifty. They're on the label that the Blox Recording Club in Toronto, which I love, and they're pretty cool. So it was nice to play some Nifty. That's the new album. The song we heard was "Fill the Arena with Sand," and before that, Sonic Youth from the "I'm Not There" soundtrack. Shows coming up in town, whole bunch of, I kind of was recently complaining that there wasn't anything coming up, but then someone shouted at me and said, there's lots of great shows. So there are lots of great shows. Starting tomorrow, Crooks and Gun, Sex Attack, Andrew, Eric Devereaux, and special guests are at Tofu Studio. No Tofu Studios. Juliet and the Licks are at Richards for an early show. The next night at the Emergency Room, an all-ages show with AIDS Wolf and Mutators and Sharing Pinks. That should be a crazy good time. Also that night, Jose Gonzalez with Addicts and Sellers. That should be a great show as well at Richards on Richards. Kind of the quiet to the AIDS Wolf's loud. choose your mood, choose the show. That night also, Bionic is playing with Trigger Effect and Carpenter at Pub 340. Later in the week, Devlin and Darko with my gay husband at Richards. Maybe your gay husband's a good husband. Anyways, he probably is.
He'd
probably
be a very
probably a cool guy. Yeah.
Well, dude.
Maybe not. Okay. we've taken that far enough. On the 29th, the Clips are at the Bourbon. On the 30th, Cadence Weapon is at Richards on Richards for an early show. Later that night, No Gold is playing with Color Book Basketball and International Falls at Pat's. Also that night, Crute de Cargo with Petroleum Byproducts, who are amazing. I just saw at Shindig. They're really great. And Stolen Bicycles Gang at Library Square. December 1st, Les Savvy Fav come back to town. You know, wear your poncho. On the 3rd, Tori Amos is at the Orpheum. On the 7th, Shout Out 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 are at Half Alive at Richards. That's a late show. Later in the month, Don Caballero is in town on the 8th at Richards. Sharon Jones apparently sold out. I hope not, because I don't have a ticket yet. She's at the Commodore on the 9th.
Yes.
Oh, dang.
Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't have the money anyways. Shonen Knife is at Richards on the 13th. Glass Candy are at Half Alive on the 14th. And Data Rock are opening up the new Biltmore Cabaret venue. Some guy has come to town and revamped the Biltmore. Zach, yeah, I think he's from Edmonton. So he's opening up the Biltmore. It sounds like a really great venue. And it's
reopening.
It's totally, yeah, it's totally, like, renovated, good to go, as they say, in certain circles. Yeah, so it's going to be a pretty great new venue, and it's at, like, just off Main and 12th, so it's kind of in a, you don't have to go downtown. You don't have to brave, you know, anything near Granville Street on a Saturday night to have a good time, at last. Mint is doing their two nights of Christmas at the Railway on the 14th and the 15th. Also on the 15th, it's going to be a crazy good time at the Ukrainian Hall. They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Are possibly playing their last show. That's the rumor. Or last show for a very long time. They're going to take quote, indefinite hiatus after this. So if you love your They Shoot Horses, Don't They? And you're going to get a chance to hear them, to find out if you love them, get down there. Japan Droids are playing that night too. They're great. I saw them at Shindig the other night. Also, Mohawk Lodge and Greenbelt Collective. That show's going to be amazing. It's also Ben Lai and Luke Meat's birthday. So those two are going to be there. They're CITR people and you know, great all around guys. Buy them a drink. What's that?
Or two.
Or seven, in Luke's case. That's what it takes now for him to notice. joking. Also, speaking of CITR people, Shindig, which is Ben's kind of little baby, is going on. There's only 2 weeks left. So the Petroleum Byproducts won this past Tuesday, and the SSRIs won the Tuesday before that. So there's one semifinalist left to join the finals. So Greenbelt Collective are up against Adjective and Fanshawe. It's going to be brutal. And and then the finals are on December 4th. There's so much fun. Get down there. Hilarious jokes. this past week there were actually hilarious jokes. I won't tell them both on the air, but there was at least two really good ones.
Were they about Ben Lai?
No, they weren't about Ben Lai. There were some good heckles, but not. But yeah, no, the jokes were standalone. Right, so check out those shows. I've spoken now for about 10 minutes, I think, so I'm going to play a CD. This is They Shoot Horses, Don't They? From their most recent album, Pick Up Sticks. And like I said, maybe last chance to see them on December 15th, so get down to the Ukrainian Hall. Here we go.
You're not speaking clearly.
Hey, that was Health with from their album, their self-titled album, Health. The song was called Crime Wave, and it kind of had that crime music in a film or a movie or TV show kind of sound with the what's the really quick drumming where it sort of sounds like someone's just hitting chopsticks against a pipe. When people are running through alleys, you always hear that sound, and then it cuts back to the other person chasing. That's kind of what I thought that sounded like. Anyways, pretty good stuff. Before that, local band Japandroids from their EP, All Lies, the song Avant Sleepwalk. So, yeah, they're coming up. They're playing soon, I think on the 15th. On the 15th with They Shoot Horses, who we heard before that on Pick Up Sticks. The song called A Place Called L.A. About 15 minutes left. I'm going to mix it up a little bit here. We're going to hear some Jens Lekman, some Swedish pop music to soothe your rattled ears from all that noise. So here is Jens Lekman from his quite nice new album, Night Falls Over Cordella. The song The Opposite of Hallelujah.
Took my sister down to the ocean, but the ocean made me feel stupid. Those words of wisdom I had prepared all seemed to vanish into thin air. Into the waves I stared. Picked up a seashell to illustrate my homelessness, but a crab crawled out of it, making it useless. And all my metaphors fell flat down on the rocks where we sat. She asked, "Where you at?" Bikes we had borrowed. I still never told you about unstoppable sorrow. You still think I'm someone to look up to. I still don't know anything about you. Is it in you too? You got so much. Sister, you got so much to live for. But sister, it's the opposite of hallelujah. It's the opposite of being you. You don't know, cause it just passes right through ya. You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm going through.
dress, the way you make a mess, and that you're always late.
I love the way you smell, that I can always tell when you exaggerate.
Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
One, two. I don't know if that's the right sound for this.
I guess I just...
I'm gonna make an adjustment.
Hey, welcome back. That was this new guy, this guy, DJ named Bullion, and he has mixed together Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys with the beats and sounds of Jay Dilla. Jay Dilla, who passed away last year. And they play together beautifully, I think. They work really, really, really well. I love the Beach Boys, of course. And I don't know, it really, I think Bullion's intent was to show how classic and timeless the beats that Dilla came up with are. And they work so well with a very timeless pop album. So that was, obviously, I just wasn't made for these times. Before that, we heard Pelle Karlberg, a Swedish guy. His song, I Love You, You Imbecile. And before that, we heard Jens Lekman, Scandinavian for the masses. Last song about to come up, we're going to hear a live track, the live version of Faster, Better, Stronger, Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by Daft Punk. It's on their 2007 Alive live album. It's coming out pretty soon. It's sort of the live set that they played on their tour this summer, which was an amazing, amazing show. I guess they figure that they don't want to try and recreate it with a DVD because it'll just be a poor substitute for having seen the show. But the audio, they're going to put it out. Falling apart here. You've been listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up, Marielle with We All Fall Down, Ink Studs with Robin, and Brendan with Crimes and Treasons. Stay tuned this afternoon. It's going to be hot. it's cold outside, but it's hot on the radio waves. Thanks for listening. Check out the podcast or the Dunkin' Donuts blog at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. And I'll see you next week. Here is Daft Punk.
Television rules the nation.
The world.
Television rules the nation.
Keep on, keep on.